You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
NFL TV, delighted to be joined by Mr. Fraser Clark, whose scenery looks a lot better than back home. How are you, mate?
I'm all good, mate. I'm all good. Relaxing.
So, yeah, I'm sure you've been getting loads of requests over the last few days when you're trying to have a bit of time out to do interviews and stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, it can't stop, can it? Do you know what I mean? It's my job, mate. So, you know, I just do what I got to do. It's not a problem.
Obviously, a few days out now from that epic encounter between yourself and Fabio Wardley at the O2 on Sunday night. Have you watched the fight back, Fraser?
I watched half of it. I was kicking myself too much at times, so I had to I walked away from it, turned it off because, you know, as fighters, you're very much perfectionist, and I've seen a lot of mistakes which I made and which I think let Fabio into the fight. So I've not managed to wear off yet.
Yeah, I mean, do you normally watch your fights back immediately after? Does it take you a few days normally for you?
No, the next time I usually watch it is when I get to the gym and then we have a little bit of an analysis with the coach, with Angel, but I'm not one for watching it back usually. You know, I don't like watching myself back, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I mean, I was speaking to Fabio last night. He said that he hasn't watched it back. I mean, I suppose every fight is different on, you know, when they decide to do it. I'm sure everyone watches the whole thing back at some point. But yeah, I understand your reasons why. But I mean, what a night for the neutral, for the spectator, everyone who was there, everyone watching on TV. You've got to appreciate that you were part of kind of what is being deemed as a modern day British classic.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that a lot over the last sort of 48, 72 hours. It's a difficult one, Coogan. You know, like, I don't want to sound like, you know, I'm not grateful for everyone's well wishes and stuff and the well done messages, but I'm sure Fabio is the exact same as me. We're both winners, you know, and a draw, it just leaves a sour taste in the mouth. You know what I mean? It definitely did for me. You know, there's a lot of people saying Fabio was sort of happy with the draw, which I don't think he would have. You know, as a human, as a fighter, and I don't know him, but I know him enough now after spending them 12 rounds with him that he was definitely trying to win, and so was I. So they said it's a draw, and, you know, there's been a lot of talk about it, but I'm sure it's one of them that has to get run back at some point. I'm not sure when, but I'm sure it gets run back, and we give another great account of ourselves.
Yeah, I think people can totally understand that if, you know, it's all very well people kind of patting the back and kind of the plaudits that you and Fabi have had this week, but ultimately, a draw in that kind of situation possibly may feel like a loss to both of you as well.
Yeah, I feel like it did. I feel like it definitely felt like a loss for me at the time. It was heartbreaking. It was really heartbreaking. But like I say, you know, I think I walked into that Intercontinental Hotel afterwards, after I'd done all my drug tests and that, and the the amount of smiles I brought to a lot of people's faces, and you know, there was there's only one Fraser Clark being sung, you know, by hundreds of people. For that moment, it made me feel like a winner and like a champion. But ultimately, I'm sitting here now in Spain, and the belts aren't with me. So yeah, it's a difficult one to take.
I see on your Twitter yesterday, just getting this up here, that, you know, a lot of people were asking you whether it was actual bad blood. I don't know if bad blood was the way to kind of define that fight. Obviously, there was a lot of blood that occurred as a result of the fight, but it wasn't that kind of beef with you and Fabio in the lead up to that, was it really?
No, it wasn't. I think it was more like our names have been associated with each other for like the past year now, probably a little bit longer than that. And he was probably sick of my name as much as I was sick of his name. So it was like, you know, let's go out there and let's prove who's the best. And on the night, the judges wasn't able to separate us. But yeah, listen, Fabio Wardley, I've got no bad intentions towards him. Actually, I had no bad blood towards him. On the night, actually, afterwards, his mother and father come and introduce themselves to me. And, you know, obviously, there was very nice people, and I had a quick word with them and just said, you know, like, no matter what happened in the build-up, it's nothing personal at all, you know, thanks to Fabio for a great fight. And we just kept it respectful like that, you know what I mean? It was never going above respect.
One thing I've noticed, this is not specific to your fight, but I kind of picked up on something that you put in your tweet yesterday, that, you know, people's viewpoints about a fighter or a fight prior to a fight to that after the fight are sometimes very contrasting. It's like, if you beat someone that is tipped to be this or meant to be this, they weren't any good anyway. Right, you get this from, I don't know whether it's a British boxing fan mentality or a boxing fan mentality, but you wrote yesterday to say, you know, beforehand everyone was talking Fabio up, etc. And now, kind of, you putting that performance in that draw, it's like, well, you know, he come from this like white collar background. It's like, you know, make up your mind.
Yeah, I mean, boxing fans are fickle, and it's one of them. Like, you know, I've learned over the last year, it's really been a blessing and a curse, because at times it's been difficult, you know, to hear a lot of the bad stuff said about me and all the good stuff said about him. I can't like sit here and say it doesn't bother me and it's not nice, because at times it's frustrating. But yeah, it was just true to form. Looking back on a few of the tweets and stuff like this, beforehand, no one gave me a prayer, no one gave me a chance. I was getting taken out in two. I didn't deserve to be in the ring with Fabio. And then afterwards, you know, oh, you give a great account of yourself, you should be very proud. And I said, oh, he was being talked about as like the next Mike Tyson. What I was saying was, he was talking about like he was a destructive force and he was this killer. And I'm not saying he's not a good fighter, but I never believed in my head he was as good as the people think he is. You know what I mean? I never thought he was as dangerous as everyone thinks he was. Don't get me wrong, again, he's a very dangerous fighter and a very dangerous man. But it's just funny how beforehand I wasn't given a prayer, and then you get in there and do it. But I can half understand it as well, because people can only judge you on what they've seen. And on my performances prior to Fabio Wardley, I understand what people are saying. It wasn't great, so people can only judge you on what they've seen. So it's a little bit of both. You can't really, I can't really grumble. And like I said, they're only opinions. We've all got one.
The talking points, well, the two of the major talking points from the fight night was obviously the knockdown at the end of that round, and also the point deduction. What were your thoughts kind of a few days on from that about those two situations?
I mean, the knockdown, it was a knockdown, not a heavy knockdown, but nevertheless, he caught me with a shot and I went down. You know, it was really silly mistake from myself. My feet were crossed, and something which I've worked on a lot in training. So, you know, I slapped myself for that one. But the low blow, oh, I mean, you know what? I have to give Fabio and his corner team a little bit of props. You know, they're winners. And even when I landed a jab clean on his nose, they complained about it. So, you know, anything on the belt, they were definitely going to scream for it. And Fabio, you know, he deserves an Oscar. He acted up a little bit when that one hit him on the belt inside. And I watched that bit back in particular. I don't think it was a low blow. It was on the belt. Call that what you want to call it. But then as I'm watching the fight back and people keep tweeting me and sending me things on Instagram, Fabio hit me with a few flush low blows himself, you know. He hit me with the back of the hand 3 or 4 or 5 times even. And yeah, the back of the head. But like I say, you know, I'm in the game to fight. You know, maybe next time I start acting a bit theatrical like Fabio did and like Dave Allen did the fight before. But it's not really my style. But in this game, sometimes you can't be too nice. You've got to be a bit of a crook to get something, I think.
That's well put. One second, mate. Fraser, the card in your favour, the 115-112, without obviously watching the whole fight back, what were your thoughts on that score in your favour?
If I was scoring it, which I haven't yet, I felt like I'd won the fight by a couple of rounds.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I mean, I've not watched it back, so I can't see. So some people are telling me the draw was right with the point deductions. Some people are telling me you still won with the point deductions. I've not seen many people say that I've lost. Obviously, a few Fabio supporters are saying I lost, obviously. But I thought I did enough, personally. But at the same time, I can understand that when he did fight back, and I don't know where he found it from at times, because I thought he was dead and buried. He's got a real heart. He come back with some vicious attacks. But once again, you know, I might have looked like I was a bit all over the place, but to be honest, I felt like I was catching a lot of stuff, and not too much was clean. So it is what it is. Like I say, I can't go back and change anything now, but I think there needed to be a little bit more consistency on the night, because, like I say, I think for the fouls that I did, he did just as many.
Mm. Wanted to get your opinion on this. So we've seen obviously some very big viewing figures that tuned in on Sunday night, which is great to see those kind of high numbers for British boxing. What are your thoughts on this? Obviously, from the last year's situation regarding the purse bid, and Ben Chalon was on TalkSport kind of arguing this case, and it was kind of a comparison to the situation they've got at the moment, or had at the moment, with Dalton Smith and Adam Azim, that the fact that the fight didn't happen at that point and the fight was left to build over, let's say, 12 months or so, it made the fight bigger. Now, you was in that situation, and it was a bit of an awkward situation for you, because we know as fighters you wanted to fight. But do you think that was the right call now, in hindsight, is a wonderful thing, but do you think that was the right call that this fight happened at this point of your career and also Fabio's career?
Oh, it's a difficult one, because do I have to give Ben Chalon his props? I'd say so. Yeah, I'd say I have to be honest. I think at times, and I have no shame in admitting this, I think at times fighters need saving for themselves, because we're very proud people. Now, would I have boxed last year when the purse bid was made? Absolutely. Would that have been the right thing? All I can tell you is this. In the last year, physically and mentally, I'm a lot tougher, a lot stronger, a lot fitter than I was then. So in hindsight, it was possibly a stroke of genius from him. But I think it's completely different to the Azeem and Dalton Smith situation. One, because we're heavyweights, and I think we're a bit like fine wines. We mature and get better. And two, because, you know, I think I'd had such a small amount of fights. You know, Azeem and Dalton Smith, that's a great fight whenever it happens. I don't know the ins and outs of the situation because I've been so concentrated on my own fight and my career at the minute. But from what I can see is I think they've pulled Adam from the purse bid. Everyone has their own direction they want to go in. But, you know, all I can say is as a fight fan, I would love to see that fight. And, you know, I think they're both winning. They're both doing good stuff. When it does happen, it'll be great. Would I like to see it next week? Absolutely. Do you know what I mean? But I'm not in control.
Yeah, I think, listen, what you said, Des, right? I think every kind of one of these situations regarding purse bids has got to be judged on its own merit. I think it's evident to see that the call not to have that fight last year, for us to see what we see just from a fan perspective, looked to be the right call. And at that point, just to kind of let that blossom over the last 12 months. But I suppose every situation different. Your situation isn't the same as like a Dalton Smith and Adam Azeem situation. So it is what it is.
Exactly.
So, rematch. I think it was Dan Raphael that reported a couple of days ago that, don't know where this has come from Dan Raphael, but he said that September is a target date for a potential rematch. Fabio Wardley has come out and said that he knows nothing or hasn't been approached about anything to do with September. Can you shed any light on this September date?
No, that's news to me. That's news to me, definitely. And you know, Fabio, you know, as much as it does sound a bit arrogant when it comes out of his mouth, he is speaking the truth in the sense that he is still the champion. He is still the champion, and to a certain degree, the ball is still in his court. But at the same time, I've just come off the phone 5 minutes before this Zoom call, and you know, there's already talks of other big fights being put on the table for me now, you know, and I can't let you in on them secrets just yet, Cougs, but there is some talk of some absolute monster fights for me still being able to be made, and, you know, we've got to look at what's next. I mean, I think it all does depend on when Fabio is going to be ready for rematch, if he wants a rematch. So, yeah, to an extent, the ball is in his court, but, you know, I won't stick about it and wait because, like I say, there's other massive offers on the table to go and fight other people.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. As much as we, like I said, from a fan or neutral perspective, we want to see the rematch. It's not the be-all and end-all of your careers to have to rematch. It would be nice to kind of put some kind of closure on that situation between you and Fabio, but there are fights for the pair of you out there that you can go into, not just off the back of that, but just in general in heavyweight boxing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we could, I think, ultimately, what we did the other night means that in my head, we need to settle the score, right? That's just in my head from my fighting point of view. Now, whether Fabio is going to use his fighting brain or his business brain or a bit of both, that's totally up to him. But where do we do it next or where do we do it? We've got to do it at some point for me. Nevertheless, you know, I don't like to draw. It just doesn't sit right with me. And I'm sure the person is, it won't sit right with him. So at some point, I think once he spoke to the people that will be guiding his career, I think he'll have a bit more say of where he wants to go and what he wants to do. You know, once they tell him where he's going to fight, we'll go from there. But for me, we definitely need to work. We definitely need to settle the score at some point. Now, whether that's next or not, I don't know. If it's next, happy days. If it's not, then, like I say, I've got some massive offers and I can go elsewhere. But nevertheless, you know, I think I won't sleep right until we've done it again and one man gets his hand raised, not both of us.
Just a quick one before you finish. What did you think of Eddie Hearn tipping you to win that fight prior to it? I think Fabio wasn't too impressed with that that prediction from Eddie Hearn, which he said in an interview. Anyway, I just wondered what your thoughts were after all the kind of, you know.
I think his reasoning was right. It was almost bang on. He was almost bang on. Subject to some dodgy scoring and refereeing, I think. He was almost bang on. So, you know, Eddie is and says what he thinks. You know, he does what he does. I suppose he's thinking, no, Fabio, the cheeky bastard. We put him on a pedestal, and then he just done one, hasn't he? So he's probably just thinking, you know what? Let's have a little dig at him. But he knows his boxing. So let's say he didn't pick the wrong man. I don't think. But there we go.
All right, Fraser. Listen, appreciate your time, taking time out on your breaks. So apologies for that. And listen, whatever happens, sounds exciting either way for you in your next fights or fight. So, yeah, whatever will happen, will happen.
Appreciate it, Coos. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sports Social Podcast
Network. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18+. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.